Why wait to read it tomorrow when you can hear it first today? Award-winning news from Rhode Island station of record, News Talk 630 WPRO.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living right here on News Talk 630 WPRO. I'm Patricia Raskin. We have a specially pre-recorded program for you this morning, so you won't be calling in. But I am very honored and privileged to have as my guest this morning Dr. Mehmet Oz, MD, health expert of the Oprah Winfrey Show and professor and vice chair of surgery at New York Presbyterian Columbia University. He is co-author of the new book, You Staying Young, The Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty. Welcome back, Dr. Oz.
Thanks for having me on again, Patricia.
Okay, sleep. People either they get too little, sometimes they even get too much. You hear people all the time saying, I'm tired, I'm exhausted. Is the answer we need more sleep? Or the answer may also be that we're too tired just from overeating. Talk about sleep and about tired.
If I had to give you one bit of advice in this program that would affect most Americans and would have a dramatic influence, not just on their quality of life, but their longevity, it would be sleep. Now, let's be clear on what sleep means. It's a restorative process that allows you every day to sort of reset your biology, to sort of clean out the problems that have been occurring during the previous 18-hour block and prepare your body for the next day's battles. The optimal, ideal amount of sleep for the average woman is 7 hours a night, and for the average male is 7.5 hours. By the time you're age 50, less than half of us are doing that right. So why is that happening, and what can we do about it? Well, first of all, if you want to have a very smart way to increase the growth hormone of your body, remember, growth hormone is the ideal longevity hormone. It's what many people are injecting themselves with, which I think is a mistake, at a very expensive price tag as well. But the best way naturally to increase growth hormone is through sleep. And sleep occurs because you've got a organ in the middle of your brain called the pineal gland that senses radiation from outside your body. It's the only organ that senses the outside world. And the pineal gland will fix up how much you're supposed to sleep and when you're supposed to sleep. And remember, your default state is sleeping. The human brain is supposed to be asleep. Thankfully, we secrete hormones and chemicals that keep us awake during the day. Mm-hmm. It should be easy for us to fall asleep. That's why it's so important. So what goes wrong? First of all, many of us have very, very poor sleep hygiene. By sleep hygiene, I mean we have not created an environment around us that makes it easy for us to sleep. What does that environment mean? It's got to be a cool place. It's got to be dark. Humans, a century ago even, but definitely 1,000 years ago, never would just all of a sudden fall to sleep. You have to glide into sleep gracefully. Why does that happen? The lights begin to go down, right? The sun sets, it gets dark, and over an hour or two period, you and everyone else in your family begins to get tired, and you fall asleep. Today, that's not what happens. You've got the lights blasting with the television, computers on, you're browsing the web. You've got, you're doing all kinds of things that are stimulating your brain as much as a caffeinated beverage would. And you want to cut those out. Make the place conducive to sleep.
What also, about the time of sleep? What about going to sleep at the same time? Would that help?
Critically important. And I'm going to come to that in a second. But let me just finish real quickly with hygiene issues. Because if you don't have a right environment, it doesn't matter when you lie in bed. You want to have an environment where the noise is not bothersome to you. So if you live in a noisy place, if you're in the middle of Providence or Boston, get a little sound machine. If you don't mind whatever small ambient noise is, then keep it quiet. Make sure that you're appropriately dressed. You want loose-fitting clothing or no clothing. And then you want a mattress. That's great for you. Now, how do you know it's a good mattress? Go test them out. And don't get rushed by the salesperson. Lie in the bed for about 15 minutes. Take your time. Some mattresses trap heat. Some don't trap enough heat. It's depending on your body and what it desires. So that's basic sleep hygiene. Now, what about the actual process of going to bed? Number one, 15 minutes before going to bed, and you're absolutely right, Patricia, you want to go to bed the same time every night because you want to get into a system. Otherwise, you're effectively jet-lagged all the time. Mm-hmm. When it would be 15 minutes before you go to bed, start making your plans. The first thing you want to do is write down things that are concerning to you so you don't get out of bed in the middle of the night to write them down. Number two, you have some basic oral hygiene. You go to the bathroom, do your cleaning up and this and that. And then for the last 5 minutes, so the first five of the, you know, things, tasks to complete, you know, they don't bother you. Second is cleaning yourself up. The third is get into bed, turn the lights down, read something, do something that's meditative, something that will calm you. At the end of that 15-minute period, turn the lights off and go to bed. So right, again, let's say it's 10:30 at night, you're in bed the usual time. If you haven't been able to fall asleep for 15 or 20 minutes, get out of bed. You know, don't keep lying there. But don't turn the lights on or television on, go back to Sports Center. Just, you know, leave it off. Do a little meditation, read a book.
Dr. Oz, what about sleeping pills?
Well, I don't mind sleeping pills for periodic crises, but I do not think sleeping pills are a good long-term solution. And there are some good ones that you can use for you know, here and there if you need them. And I do use them for patients periodically. But I, if you're taking sleeping pills for more than a month, then you really should get evaluated by a sleep center. And by the way, the sleep center won't just look at why you're not sleeping, although they do that as well, but they're going to figure out what medical problems may be preventing you. Many, many people who can't sleep at night can't sleep because they've got pains, they've got restless leg syndrome, they've got sleep apnea. There are problems that are preventing them from sleeping. What they don't realize is not sleeping will double the chance of you having a heart attack. Not sleeping will cause dramatic increases in the chance of you having an accident, either driving to work or operating machinery, and it will strip away the most important hormone I mentioned earlier, a growth hormone from your body. Mm.
So actually, getting a good night's sleep and the quality of that is just as important as the quality of your life when you're awake.
It creates the quality of life when you're awake. Mm. And the other thing, of course, is you've got to wake up at the same time. So if you couldn't get sleep till 4, you know, till 3, and you're not feeling well, you still need to get up to get into the system. The vast majority of the listeners who have sleep problems can have them easily treated with a few simple adjustments and not have to take sleep medications. If you are going to take sleep medications, there are a couple that are, you know, they're pretty good, and I don't mind mentioning them if you want me to, but okay. I think that these are medications that are wonderful for short-term crutches, but please do not rely on them for the rest of your life. These are some of the medications we abuse the most in this country.
Okay. All right. You can share them if you'd like.
All right. So, you know, I like this sort of simple ones. There's one called Trazodone, which is inexpensive. It has an antidepressant effect as well, which helps with a lot of people who have sleep problems. Ambien, Lunesta, and Rosarium are wonderful, long-acting medications that have less of a hangover than some of the other drugs, although there's a concern about addiction by some docs. And if you have the problem that you get up too early and you can't get back to sleep again, there's some short-acting drugs like Sonata. But again, you don't want to just wander into these. Mm-hmm. You want to diagnose what's your problem. You not fall asleep, or do you fall asleep and wake up? And are there medical issues around it? And finally, if it's sort of a jet lag kind of problem, for example, you're working the night shift and you can't get sleep in the day, then things like melatonin, which help that pineal gland hormone, can be of value.
All right. All right. We're going to take a break. My guest is Dr. Mehmet Oz, MD, health expert of the Oprah Winfrey Show and professor and vice chair of surgery at New York Presbyterian Columbia University. He's co-author of the new book, You Staying Young, The Owner's Manual for Extending Your Warranty. We aren't taking your calls today, but we're so privileged and honored to have Dr. Oz on the program. You're listening to The Positive Living Show right here on News Talk 630 WPRO. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.